For people living with cancer, the world changes in many ways. One of those ways involves sound. One of our listeners tells us about a particular sound in her family's experience with cancer in a segment we call Sound Clips.
I am Janet Jones in Conway, Arkansas. This is a tiny sound. It was coming from a small leather bag suspended by a web strap around my husband Jim's neck. It was the sound of the small computerized pump that forces a poison into an IV line that feeds into my husband's arm. Chemotherapy, administered by continuous infusion, pumping in round the clock, 7 days a week. Where Jim goes, the fanny pack worn seatbelt style goes. In the quiet of our bedroom, I rouse in the night to hear the reassuring hum of the pump. It is the sound of the best efforts of medical science and caring doctors. It is the sound of the force of a powerful chemical bathing tumors in its irresistible liquor that confuses the cells so they die. For us, and for so many others, it is the sound of hope.
Janet Jones of Conway, Arkansas, and the chemo pump her husband uses. There's also more about our interest in sound at our website, npr.org. Go there and type in sound clips in the search box.